ABC News.
1,000 organisations within Australia's aged care sector are calling for an extra $20 billion a year to bring it in line with world standards. So the new Australian Aged Care Collaboration Alliance is today launching a campaign to encourage Federal Parliament to address the sector's many challenges. It includes providing an additional 100,000 home care packages as well as 88,000 new residential places by the year 2030. Now, Sean Rooney is the spokesperson for the Australian Aged Care Collaboration, and he joins us now. Thanks for joining us. How did this coalition come about?
Well, look, it's no secret that Australia's aged care system is broken. We've had over 20 reviews in the past two decades telling us repeatedly that aged care policy, regulation and resourcing has not been keeping pace with the needs or expectations of older Australians. We have a Royal Commission into aged care that's set to hand down its finding and recommendations at the end of this month. And enough is enough. We can't let the opportunity pass us by. The aged care system is in need of complete overhaul so it can be enabled and resourced to deliver the care and the services that older people need and that aged care workers want to deliver.
Okay, so when we talk about reform, as you say, the Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety, that report's expected later this month. And reform, I think, within the industry, particularly in the wake of the pandemic, you know, it's very much already on the federal government's radar. What specifically are you hoping to achieve, though? What reforms need to happen now?
Well, I think we should start with the design of the aged care system. We need a system that delivers accessible, affordable, quality care and services, that those are available to all older Australians when and where they need it, that it's delivered by a well-trained and well-paid staff who work in a high-performing and sustainable system. This is a total overhaul of the way we think and do aged care in this country.
And you're releasing a report today. What's that all about? What does it say?
That's right. It's Time to Care About Aged Care reports being released today. It highlights some of the issues in the aged care system. It gives some insight into how the system currently operates. And really importantly, we did research to look at where are the towns, the communities that have high numbers of older Australians. And then if you look at that by electorate, those people are looking to their elected officials to fix this problem once and for all. And so the message to all parliamentarians and all Australians is it's time to care about aged care.
Looking back, you know, at this extraordinary year, I'm thinking of certain facilities, at Newmarch House for one, for example. I mean, the pandemic exposed these huge vulnerabilities in the sector. How are facilities coping at the moment, though?
Well, look, we saw some terribly sad and tragic losses in aged care. We've seen families distressed and grieving. We've seen workers traumatised. Whilst we've dealt with a novel coronavirus, something that aged care, hospitals, public health, state governments, federal governments, none of us has ever dealt with before. We're doing the best we can. We're learning every day. And we're constantly updating the lessons learnt. So we stick to the national priority of keeping older Australians in care safe, and also the people that care for them safe.
So, Sean, I mean, looking at one of the things you want here, an additional 100,000 home care packages by 2030. What are the wait times for at-home care packages currently like in Australia?
Well, look, I mean, the interim report in the Royal Commission said that the current situation, which sees over 100,000 older Australians assessed as requiring care in their home, but not being able to access that care at their assessed level of need. This is a national shame. We need to provide those care and services, and we need to do that a lot quicker than 2030. And we also need to resolve the financial crisis unfolding in residential aged care homes, which sees nearly two-thirds of them operating at a loss, which is impacting their ability to effectively and consistently deliver the care that's needed.
So do you have a sense of how Australia's aged care sector compares to other countries then?
Well, the Royal Commission conducted independent research on the funding and financing of aged care systems around the world. They found that our system, the government spends 1.2% of GDP on our aged care system. Comparable countries spend around 2.5% and others spend a lot more than that. So it's fair to say that we are lagging behind international comparisons, and this is to the detriment of older Australians who need care.
So you represent a new alliance, the Australian Aged Care Collaboration, today launching this campaign to encourage MPs to address those challenges. What's next, though? What are we going to hear next from the from a coalition like this?
Well, we're releasing the report today. As you've said, we have a website, careaboutagedcare.org.au. People can download the report. We'll have a petition that's up and running where it can be found on the website, where we want people to sign up to say enough is enough. It's time to fix aged care. And then we'd be seeking people to contact their local MPs to tell them their concerns, but also express that their desire is that this is not about politics. This is about doing what's right. And so that's why it's time to care about aged care.
Okay, Sean, thanks very much for your time.